Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Ram Golder and Tirmat Sechus Vachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Beginning of the 14th parak, Paras Chatas. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the 14th parak begins. Paras Chatas, Shesrafa Chutz Megita, a Chatas cow, meaning a Parduma, which one burned, or Rashi says, Heshechted, outside of its designated pit, or a Sir Mishtaleach, which one sacrificed outside the Migdash, he's Pater, because the Pasuk says, Vol Pesach Omod Lo Hiviu. He did not bring it to the entrance of the tent, meaning teaching that koshe ein ruy levo el pesach ol moed, anything which is not fit to come to the entrance of the ol moed, one is not chai for offering it b'chutz. The Mishnah then lists numerous other disqualified korbanos, such as animals which had relations with people, were worshipped, and esnan, and others, and says one is patur for sacrificing them b'chutz, because the pasuk says, lifnei mishkan Hashem, before the mishkan of Hashem, teaching that kol she'ein ruy levo lifnei mishkan Hashem, anything which is not fit to come before Hashem's mishkan as a korban, one is not chai for sacrificing it b'chutz. The world discussed why second pasuk was necessary for this group. Tanaim argue if someone sacrificed a carbon which was temporarily unfit for sacrifice, but would become fit later, meaning a temporary baal mum or a carbon before reaching its acquired age, if he violates a losase. Point number two, the Mishnah lists the six different periods in history when sacrificing on bamos was permitted or forbidden, and the laws of kadshim during each period. The first, Achul Hukam HaMishkan, Hayuha Bamos Mutaros. Until the Mishkan was erected, bamos were permitted, Avoda Bechoros, and Avoda was performed by the firstborns. Then the second stage, after the Mishkan was erected, bamos were forbidden, and the avodah was performed by kohanim. Kadshi kadshim were eaten lifnim min hakolayim, within the curtains of the chatzer, and kadshim kalim were eaten anywhere in the machane Yisrael. Then the third stage, in Gilgal, bamos were again permitted, and kadshim kalim could be eaten b'kol makom, anywhere. Then the fourth stage, in Shiloh, bamos were again forbidden. There was no roof, but a stone structure with cloth canopies. This was the menucha, the resting place mentioned in the Torah. Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni could be eaten b'kol haroa, within the site of Shiloh. Then the fifth stage, in Nov and Givon, bamos were permitted and Kachim Kalim could be eaten b'kol Ari Yisrael, in all the cities of Israel. And then finally, the sixth stage, when they came to Yerushalayim, bamos were forbidden and were never again permitted. It's the Nachla, it's the inheritance mentioned in the Torah. Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni were eaten lifnim min hachoma, inside the wall. And point number three, the Mishnah details the possible violations of one who sacrifices karbonos b'chutz. Kol kachim shehikdishim b'shas isra abamos, all offerings which one sanctified during a period of bama prohibition, v'ikrivam b'shas isra abamos m'b'chutz, and offer them during a period of bama prohibition, he violates an ase alos ase and is liable to karis. Rashi explains the ase is v'haviyem Hashem al pesach ol moed, and they shall bring their karbonos to Hashem to the entrance of the tent of meeting. The Losa says, Hishamerocha penta ole olosecha, beware for yourself lest you offer up your olos in any place you see fit. If one was makdish a carbon during heter bamos and sacrificed it during iser bamos, he violates the ase and losa se, but does not incur karis, which only applies where he would be liable for sacrificing a b'chutz when he was originally makdish it. If he was makdish it during iser bamos and makriv it during heter bamos, he only violates the ase. Since he was commanded to bring it to the Mikdash when he was Makdishet, but not the Losa, say, since when he was Makrivet, it could not be brought in the Mikdash. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the 14th parak begins, Paras Chatas, Shesrafa Chutz Megita, a Chatas cow, meaning a Parduma, which one burned, or Rashi says, has shechted, outside of his designated pit, or a Sarir Mishtaleach, which one sacrificed outside the Mikdash, he's Pat because the Pasuk says, Vol Pesach Omod Lo Hiviu, and he did not bring it to the entrance of the tent, meaning teaching that Kol She'ein Ruy Levo El Pesach Omod, anything which is not fit to come to the entrance of the Omod, one is not chai for offering it b'chutz. The Mishnah then lists numerous other disqualified korbanos, such as animals which had relations with people, were worshipped, and esnan, and others, and says one is patur for sacrificing them b'chutz, because the pasuk says, lifnei mishkan Hashem, before the mishkan of Hashem, teaching that kol she'ein ruy levo lifnei mishkan Hashem, anything which is not fit to come before Hashem's mishkan as a korban, one is not chai for sacrificing it b'chutz. The world discussed why second pasuk was necessary for this group. Tanaim argue if someone sacrificed a carbon which was temporarily unfit for sacrifice, but would become fit later, meaning a temporary baal mum or a carbon before reaching its acquired age, if he violates a losase. Point number two, the Mishnah lists the six different periods in history when sacrificing on bamos was permitted or forbidden, and the laws of kadshim during each period. The first, Achul Hukam HaMishkan, Hayuha Bamos Mutaros. Until the Mishkan was erected, bamos were permitted, Avoda Bechoros, and Avoda was performed by the firstborns. Then the second stage, after the Mishkan was erected, bamos were forbidden, and the avodah was performed by kohanim. Kachim Kachim were eaten lifnim in the klaim, within the curtains of the chatzer, and Kachim Kalim were eaten anywhere in the Machane Yisrael. Then the third stage in Gilgal, Bamos were again permitted, and Kachim Kalim could be eaten b'kol makom, anywhere. Then the fourth stage in Shiloh, Bamos were again forbidden. There was no roof, but a stone structure with cloth canopies. This was the Menucha, the resting place mentioned in the Torah. Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni could be eaten b'kol aroah, within the site of Shiloh. Then the fifth stage, in Nov and Givon, Bamos were permitted and Kachim Kalim could be eaten b'kol Ari Yisrael, in all the cities of Israel. And then finally the sixth stage, when they came to Yerushalayim, Bamos were forbidden and were never again permitted. It's the Nachla, it's the inheritance mentioned in the Torah. Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni were eaten lifnim min hachoma, inside the wall. And point number three, the Mishnah details the possible violations of one who sacrifices karbonos b'chutz. Kol kachim shehikdishim b'shas isra abamos, all offerings which one sanctified during a period of bama prohibition, v'ikrivam b'shas isra abamos m'b'chutz, and offer them during a period of bama prohibition, he violates an ase alos ase and is liable to karis. Rashi explains the ase is v'haviyem Hashem el pesach ha'moed, and they shall bring their karbonos to Hashem, to the entrance of the tent of meeting. The Losa says, Hishamerocha penta olosecha, beware for yourself lest you offer up your olos in any place you see fit. If one was makdish a carbon during heter bamos and sacrificed it during iser bamos, he violates the ase and losa ase, but does not incur karis, which only applies where he would be liable for sacrificing a b'chutz when he was originally makdish it. If he was makdish it during iser bamos and makriv it during heter bamos, he only violates the ase. Since he was commanded to bring it to the Mikdash when he was Makdishet, but not the Losa, say, since when he was Makrivet, it could not be brought in the Mikdash. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and our standard Simon is a Rubik's Cube, so here goes. The Kohen, who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Veheter Bamos, and discarded the instruction manual that showed what someone who brought prohibited karbonos outside the Mikdash would be liable for. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for. Which reminds us, the 14th parak begins, Paras chatzas shesrafa chutz megita, chatzas cow, meaning a par duma, which one burned, Rashi says, hashakted, outside of its designated pit, or a ser mishtalech, which one sacrificed out the mikdash, he's pater because the pasuk says, vel pesach omod lohevil, and he did not bring it to the entrance of the tent of meaning teaching, koshe in rui levoi el pesach omod, anything which is not fit to come to the entrance of the omod, one is not chayv for offering a b'chutz. So the Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech in the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Veheter Bamos, which reminds us the mission then lists the six periods in history when Bamos were permitted and forbidden. So the Kohen, who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Beheter Bamos, and discarded the instruction manual that showed what someone who brought prohibited karbanos outside the Mikdash would be liable for, which reminds us we learned the various violations of sacrificing b'chutz depending on when the person was makdish the karban and when he was makrivet. So once again, the Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech in the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Veheter Bamos, and discarded the instruction manual that showed what someone who brought prohibited karbonos outside the Mikdash would be liable for. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simon Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on Kach, take. So here goes. Well, one talented pickpocket, that must be learned off, kufches, kach, take. Well, one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together, b'chutz, since they were both chayev, which reminds us, the next Mishnah describes the relative chumras of shchute chutz and hala b'chutz. The greater chumra of shchita is that one who shechs a carbon, lehedyot, for a commoner, meaning for human consumption, is chayev, whereas hala for a hedyot, meaning to worship him, is pater from hala b'chutz, although he would be chayev for avodah zorah. The greater chumrah of Ha'alah is that two people who held a knife together and shechted the b'chutz are exempt, but if they held a limb of a carbon and offered it up together, they are chayiv. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together, b'chutz, since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one was ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, he's chayiv for every halah, but Rabbi Yossi says he's only chayiv once. This malchokas is explained in numerous ways. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs on top of a rock he used as an altar, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, "Veino chayiv ad she'yalo rosh ha'mizbech." One is not chayiv unless he offers up a carbon on top of a mizbech, but Rabbi Shimon says, even if he was mala on top of a rock or stone, he's chayiv. Daf Kuvtes. So the Siman Daf Kuvtes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit. Hatzalah member kit? That must be on Daf Kuvtes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being makriv apostle carbon outside the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayiv Kares, which reminds us that we learn all Kadshim, even those which became apostle, are Chayiv for Ha'alah B'chutz. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being makriv apostle carbon outside of the Mikdash was about to tell me his chayiv kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one kazayis of Basra and Emurim and Meshlamim combined, which makes him pater, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes that if one is ma'ala a kazayis composed of Basra and Emurim of an ola, all of which should be burned on the Mizbech, he's chayiv. This implies that regarding a Shlamim, whose Basra is eaten, one is not chayiv for a kazayis made from Basra and Emurim. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being makriv apostle carbon outside of the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayiv Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one kazayis of Basra and Emurim of Meshlamim combined, which makes him Pater, and was shocked to see his partner take a kazayis of Ketores from the Yom Kippur Avoda out of his Hatzalah kit and burn it b'chutz, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, the one who offers a kazayis of Kometz, Lavona, Ketores, and others is Chayiv, but Rabbi Eliezer exempts him ad sheyakriv es kulon until he offers all of it, because for non-blood offerings, he considers the offering invalid unless it's complete. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The recipient of the gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. The recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a mincha in which kmitza was not done and one offered a b'chutz, he's pater since it's not yet fit for offering inside the mikdash. If kmitza was performed, v'chazu kumsa l'socha, and its komitz went back into the mincha and one offered it b'chutz, he's chayv since such a haktara would be valid in the mikdash, albeit forbidden. So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while a kohen was eating half the shrine of a mincha where only the kmitza was offered but not the lavona, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one offered either the kometz or the lavona of a mincha b'chutz, he's chayv, but Rabbi Eliezer says he's only chayv if he offers both, because burning both is necessary to permit the shrine. If he offered one inside and the other b'chutz, all agrees chayv since the second element completes the offering. Rabbi Yitzhak Navcha asks, Kometz mao shiyat to connect the Bishurayim. Does the Kometz permit part of the remainder parallel to itself? Mishra Shari or Kolish Miklash? Does burning the Kometz permit half the Shirayim? Or does it merely weaken the prohibition of the entire Shirayim? So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while Kohen was eating half the Shirayim of a mincha where only the kmitza was offered, but not the Lavona, got splashed by a kohen who was doing Nisach HaMayim b'chutz, which we learned that Nisach HaMayim during Sukkot is Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and one is liable for doing it b'chutz. Daf Kuf Yudov. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yudov is a kayak. So here goes. The man in a kayak, that must be on Daf Kuf Yudov. The man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bama's yachid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him out because whether nesachim were brought on a bama's yachid. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on Obama's yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offered the bird b'chutz, who was pater, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who performed malika on a bird bifnim and was then ma'ala b'chutz, he's chayv for the ha'alah, but since it was fit for burning on the mizbeach, having been properly slaughtered. If he did both b'chutz, he's exempt not only for the malika, but also for the ha'alah, since the malika was invalid and the bird is in a vela and unfit for the mizbeach. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offered the bird b'chutz, who was pater, and then told a fellow kayaker with a sheep who was planning to shecht in the base of Migdash at night and then offer a b'chutz that he would be chayiv, which reminds us, Ziri says Rabbi Shimon is arguing with the Tanakhama about shechitas laila, shechting the carbon at night. The Tanakhama says that if he shechted it bifnim at night, he's exempt for a subsequent halah, but if he shechted it b'chutz, he's liable for the halah. To this, Rabbi Shimon says that just like he's liable for halah after shechita b'chutz, he's also liable for the halah after shechita bifnim. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you in the basar and imurim of a shalamin cannot combine for a kazayis to make one chayiv for halah b'chutz? That's on daf. Kuf test. Good. Number 2. Which daf does Gemara bring the sources for the onshim and the azaros for shechita and halah b'chutz? That's on daf. Kuvva. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have in Malchus regarding how many times is one chayiv if he was shochet and malah b'chutz? That's on daf. Kuvva. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you know about the various violations of sacrifice in b'chutz, depending on when the person was makdish the carbon and when he was makrivet? That's on daf. Kufiyat Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do the question, if only the komets was offered and not the lavona, does the komets permit part of the shiraim parallel to itself? That's on daf. Kufiyat. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you know that Nisuch HaMayim during Sukkot is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and one is liable for doing it b'chutz? That's on daf. Kuf Yud. Good. Number 7. Which daf does the Mishnah list 6 periods in history when bamos were permitted and forbidden? That's on daf. Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn even karbonas designated b'shas heter bamos cannot be sacrificed b'chutz once bamos become prohibited? That's on daf. Kuvav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you learn that one would be pater for bringing the paraduma or the seor mishtaleach b'chutz because they're unfit for bifnim? That's on daf. Kufiyat Beis. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn that a minchas komets which fell back in is not batal and one is chai for offering it b'chutz? That's on daf. Kufiyat. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.